Dave, that was a good performance, and it probably best performance of the season here at Finn Park. Disappointingly, not able to get the winning goal though.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree with you, Darren. I think it was definitely our best performance. Again, that we felt we should have won, but I think Bray would probably feel the same as well. I thought it was an evenly balanced game. I like Bray, I like Ian, the things he's doing at Bray Wanderers, good people. But again, I thought with the amount of new players that we had in the team tonight, we acquitted ourselves really well. Couple of good chances, couple of good half chances. Floody's, you know, 30-yard strike that the keeper makes an absolute world-class save.
Yeah.
On another day, it might go in and you might nick the game. But again, I'm sure Bray will feel like that with Tim making a wonderful save to keep it out of our net. Yeah. But no, overall, look, it's a clean sheet. It's another point on the board, a point in the right direction where we want to get to. And no, we're proud of the boys.
Yeah, and you had no issues bringing seven new faces into your starting 11. That's a lot of changes, Dave. But in fairness to you, there was a good balance about that team tonight. You know, everybody seemed to slot in really comfortably.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we've had 4 to 6 weeks of working with the players. They've been brilliant, the new lads. They're all based in Donegal. They want to be here. They're committed to the club. They're committed to me and Darren. Great lads. Now we have a real presence in the side, which was missing. We know that. We're not silly. When we know when we came in January, we knew it was going to be a tough start. But look, like I said, credit to the boys. We've trained well together for the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So they've got used to the style of play, you know, the principles of play and everything that we ask of them. They're great in the dressing room, great team spirit. And no, really proud of them. We'll recover now tomorrow. And then we'll get set and go again, ready for another tough game next week.
Yeah, because you've had a few challenge games and you've played in-house matches, so you've been able to have a look at them. You knew what they were going to bring, didn't you? And you mentioned the local lads, Patrick Ferry and Stephen Doherty's been here before. Tony McNamee's going to come back, yeah, isn't he? He wasn't available tonight. And then BJ, yeah, coming off the bench, he added real life to the front line, didn't he?
And that's what we've been missing.
Yeah.
But again, we were under no illusions, Darren, when we came into the club. You know, it's... I don't know. I don't think Mourinho could have come in with one player and tried, yeah, to put a team together, but we've managed to do it. Again, financially, you know, we're not as strong as what we've been in the past, and we knew that.
Yeah.
But what you've got to do then, you've got to pick the right blend of player, and everybody knows that. I'm not afraid to play young players. You know, if young players don't get a chance, how do you know if they can sustain? How do you know if they can kick on and play at a first team level? You know, but for me, getting that balance right now, getting that blend of experience in. And people get mistaken sometimes with experience. They think of old players. But we've got players who've come in now, 24, 25, who've played over 100 league games. That's experience.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick Ferry's only 21, but he's 100 league games under his belt.
Yeah, yeah.
BJ, the same. You know, I'm glad I've got BJ now. I did try and get him in January, but I just missed out on him. But look, great to have the local boys back. Tony McNamee will give us a really big boost next week. And I now have a squad that are fighting to wear the jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
And they know... If they don't work hard and they don't give me maximum effort, they don't play.
The hard side of it, Dave, though, is when you bring players in, you have to balance the books, don't
absolutely
you?
Absolutely.
Players go out the other way. Will there be more players going now that you've brought so many in?
Yeah, well, look, even when we talk about so many in, you know, we brought 9 players in, but the squad at the beginning, we only had 22 players anyway.
Right.
So we were threadbare. I did want a squad of about 26. But look, players will have to move on. That's the nature of the beast. It's part of the business, unfortunately. And when they do move on, you know, it's me sitting down having a face-to-face conversation and explaining why they're moving on, why they need to go and play football somewhere else. It's never, I'm not one of these people that will do anything, you know, over a message or a phone call. I like to sit face-to-face and give feedback. But yeah, look, that's football. Players will come and go. Unfortunately, we have to do that and I have to make tough decisions. But I stand by the decisions that I make because I know the direction that we're taking the club in.